They successfully beat back DOD's proposed increases in the last several defense appropriations bills, but Secretary Gates said last week he wants to try again to impose modest increases on working-age retirees.
Many of these beneficiaries are employed full-time while receiving their full pensions and often forego their employer's health plan to remain with TRICARE. This should not come as a surprise, given that the current TRICARE enrollment fee was set in 1995 and has not been raised since. During this time, insurance premiums paid by the private sector and other government workers have risen dramatically.
It's an issue that DOD's individual service chiefs have talked about as well, saying the increased personnel costs caused by health care are in danger of decreasing military readiness. This summer, now former Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen said at a Navy League forum that personnel costs had risen to 66% of his services budget. At that point, he was just about to become a retiree on TRICARE.
I just signed up my TRICARE Prime form. For the entire year for my wife and I, it was only $469. And I think sometime we're going to have to come to grips with it.
To put that annual premium in a little more context, Allen is entitled to a pension of a little over $182,000 this year. On the other hand, he's a retired four-star admiral with almost 40 years of service. Numbers compiled by the Army say the average retiree, in that branch at least, is a senior enlisted service member with about 20 years of service. An annual pension at that pay grade is closer to $20,000 a year in this year's dollars. That disparity is one reason that DOD's 2007 Task Force on Military Health Care recommended a tiered system. They suggested that premiums be raised in three bands, one for retirees with pensions of less than $20,000 a year, another between $20,000 and $40,000, and another above $40,000. At the highest band, premiums would have gone up to $1,750, $900 for the lowest band. DOD asked Congress to institute the Task Force's recommendations in its 2009 budget. The Hill declined. Retired Navy Captain Kathy Beasley, who now works with the Military Officers Association of America, says she hopes they don't try again.
Whether you're an E-1 or an 06 or 07, you earn the same level of benefit. The president, for instance, pays the same FEHB premium as someone, you know, another federal worker, you know, lower down in the GS rating. So we don't believe in means testing at all.
Beasley says the income of a military retiree shouldn't matter, nor should the fact that private and civilian sector employees have seen dramatic health care premium increases over the last 15 years.
People in civilian jobs have not had to endure those kinds of duties, which we equate to paying for people's premiums up front with this type of a service. Take, for instance, you know, anybody who's had a career in the military of the hazardous duty they've had to do. Service in foreign and often hostile environments, multiple extended forced family separations, long duty hours without extra pay, frequent forced relocations, disruptions of spouses' careers. Those are the kind of hardships that military folks have had to endure over the course of a 20 or 30 year career. And we think that certainly equates to, if not overcompensates, premiums. Healthcare premiums up front.
Deidre Holloman, executive director of the Retired Enlisted Association, says a tiered system where retirees with lower pensions pay less than retired generals and admirals would be less painful, but that it would be painful.
With my guys, it would be a real hit. It really would be. My folks are living very tightly. The healthcare benefits are extremely important to them, and it is something they've earned. It's something that they were promised. It was something they depended on. Not only do people agree to risk their lives for all these years, but they also take less pay, more moves, miserable conditions.
She says many of her members are struggling in the current economy.
You're not talking about a four-star. You're not talking about someone who then goes works for Booz Allen after retiring as a full colonel. Those are unusual situations. You know, most retirees are enlisted, retirees who have served 20 years at least, and retire probably as an E6 or an E7.
As for the issue of premiums not increasing at all since 1995, it's something Gates has been fond of reminding reporters about for at least the past year. This is from a February news conference.
I ask anybody to point me to a health insurance program that has not had a premium increase in 15 years.
Holloman says rates haven't gone up during that period because DOD never asked for increases until a few years ago. She says small increases that are indexed to inflation might be something her members could live with.
Obviously, there are some proposals that are less awful than other proposals.
But she says imposing large increases now, what she would view as retroactive increases, would be unfair.
The problem with doing something like that retroactively is that people in fixed incomes have plans, and they have made their plans based on this. Something that had been prospective, if they had done that in 1995, that would have been a very different thing and would have been much less of a hit to people with fixed incomes who have made their plans.
DOD has pressed Congress unsuccessfully for TRICARE fee increases for several years in a row now, but Gates says there's reason to believe that attitudes on Capitol Hill might be changing. Marin Lee, director of the New Defense Approaches Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says he may be right.
I think there is some receptivity to it. It will depend on how it's structured. Again, is it a means-tested type of a change in copayment and premiums? And I think something like that, there probably could be some accommodation found. Whether it's going to truly get after the magnitude of the problem that they face on the rising healthcare costs, it's not going to come close, but it would certainly help.
Indeed, Gates said last week that the fee increases he'll propose, including proposed efficiency savings in the military healthcare system, will only save about $7 billion over the next 5 years. The group he's talking about, working age retirees, is a pool of about 1.1 million beneficiaries, according to TRICARE. That's less than a fifth of the TRICARE system's total enrolled users. One key member of Congress who might be swayed to support the fee increases is Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who sits on the Armed Services Committee. At a hearing last year, he acknowledged the trajectory of DOD's health care costs is unsustainable.
You know, I want to be generous and fair to all those who serve, but there's a cost containment problem within DOD's budget. Before we ask for premium increases, I think we need to try to make sure that we're telling the force we've done everything we can within reason to make it more efficient and to lower the cost through efficiency, best practices, preventive health care. But, Mr. Chairman, I don't see how we can sustain this forever where TRICARE is never subject to adjustment in terms of the premiums to be paid. If we're going to do that, we're going to have to come up with a lot more money for the Department of Defense because it's going to eat away at readiness.
DOD says its 2011 health care costs are a little over $50 billion. They estimate those costs will reach $65 billion in 2015. The details of Gates' TRICARE fee proposal are expected to be released when he unveils the department's proposed 2012 budget, due about a month from now. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.